Sahanavavatu, sahano punaktu, sahaviryam karavavahe, tejasvinavadiramastu, mavidvishavahe. Om Shanti, 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 Hari Om. Namaste and welcome to the show. I'm your host, Alexandra Savitri Amba, director of the Vedic Healing Center and the American Reiki Academy. I'm a Reiki master, Vedic healing master, feng shui teacher, and spiritual life coach. I've taught spiritual self-development for more than 30 years, led pilgrimages to India, and studied with blessed Indian gurus. In this show, we cover topics related to metaphysics, Reiki, Vedic healing, feng shui, yoga, and spiritual growth. The aim of this show is to help you awaken and tap into your spiritual power in order to move energy in your life, help you create happiness, love, well-being, peace, success, and productivity so you may become the best version of you. Welcome to today's episode, which is entitled Manifestation 101. Consciously create what you desire. These days, the word manifestation seems to be everywhere. It's like it has become sort of a buzzword, and whereas before, the word or the concept was used mostly by those of us involved in metaphysics, now it seems like manifestation has gone mainstream. It's like everyone has joined the manifestation bandwagon. So while it might seem to be kind of a fancy term, manifestation is really a rather simple process. It is the act of creating. And it's something we do all the time and know intuitively how to do it, but we may have forgotten. So when we apply manifestation to important areas of our lives, areas that may not have been working for a long time, then suddenly manifestation seems to take on a rather difficult feeling. It has a weight to it, a heaviness. However, this really need not happen. So I would say the act of manifestation is an incredible and empowering process that, again, each of us knows intuitively how to do, but we may need to relearn or remaster the technique. So today I thought it would be interesting to explore manifestation and how to make it an easy and enjoyable part of your life so that you can apply the process to anything at all that you would like to draw into your space. First, let's talk about manifestation, and then we'll get into some techniques. Manifestation, again, represents the simple, natural, creative process of bringing something from non-physical space, where it exists perhaps as a thought form, a dream, a goal, a feeling, a desire, onto the physical plane, where it then becomes tangible, or what we call real. So it's the process of creation from the metaphysical to the physical. Meta means beyond. So anything beyond the physical plane, we're bringing that into the physical plane, onto the physical plane. So anyone can manifest, and we do this all the time. For instance, we have a thought that we would like a certain object, and then we go about taking the actions to have it, and soon it is in our space. But first, it comes in as a thought form. So usually when we use the word manifestation, we are talking, I want to make this distinction, we are talking about conscious creation. But actually, we are always in the act of manifesting, either unconsciously or consciously. Unconscious creation means things that happen to us based on our unconscious thoughts, feelings, beliefs, karmic issues, patterns, vibrational tones we may be holding in our energy fields. But as spiritual seekers, we are seeking to consciously create. This is something very different and very magical. So conscious creation looks something like this. We envision something in our minds. Let's say we envision a beautiful red dress for an event. We have to attend an event, and then we decide, oh, we want to wear red. And then we start thinking about what this dress would look like. So we hold the picture of the dress in our mind. And then we take the steps of going to stores, looking for a dress that matches this picture in our mind. And we're happy when we find something that resembles what we have imagined. And this is what we call a vibrational match. We say it matches the vibration of the thought that we had. It's not just close, it's a real match. It's not a purple dress. It's not a pink dress. It maybe we imagined one with a certain neckline or certain length. And we find another dress that's red, but it has a different neckline and it's shorter than we wanted. That's not a vibrational match. We're looking for the vibrational match, the one that gives us that aha feeling. Aha, this is it. This is the thing we've been looking for. So we take this same principle and we apply it to something more weighty, more heavy in our lives. It shouldn't be heavy, but something that is feels very difficult, something maybe we haven't yet drawn into our space and it's made us sad. So it could be your life partner or a certain degree of financial stability or fulfilling your divine destiny. Or a certain degree of health and well-being with maybe your exercise or your eating. And then things seem to get a bit more complicated. Problems arise. Things don't come in the way or the time we would like. And suddenly we make the decision that manifestation is hard. We might say to ourselves, oh, these things are never going to show up for us. However, the process of manifestation, again, is the same for anything we are trying to create, and the steps we have to take are also the same. It's just that with these more important things in our lives than, say, the red dress, which might be somewhat important, but we're not going to die if we don't find that red dress. It's not going to devastate us. So at times the interference may be greater or the clarity is lacking. So with the red dress, we had a very clear picture of how we wanted the neckline to be and the length and the sleeves, but maybe we haven't given the clarity to the life partner or the divine destiny or the health and well-being, what that looks like, or the financial abundance, whatever it is you're working with that seems to be an important area of your life. And those are some of the really common, important areas for all of us. So when there is interference or the clarity is lacking and the things don't show up in our lives, we get dejected. And in a low space, one thing is guaranteed, and that is we cannot then manifest what we want. So when we get in that low space, we decide we're a failure, or we're meant to be alone, or abundance or health or the divine destiny are going to continue eluding us, we are actually putting a further block in the way. And these thoughts are false, but we start to believe they are real. So true manifestation is a game, and we simply have to learn the steps and how to play it. So today, as promised, let's review some basic tips that may help. And also, I want to remind everyone listening that we have a group coaching program called Don't Stress, Manifest, in which we work on these exact steps and more. And we also work with clearing blockages and self-sabotage patterns. So at the end of this podcast, I will mention this again if you're interested. Here are some basic manifestation tips. The first thing I want to say before we get into kind of actionable steps is a precursor to any of these steps, and that is that we first must become the vibration of source energy before we can do any of these things. And there are many ways of becoming that vibration. We're actually not becoming it, we're returning to it. So we're reclaiming it. And there are many ways, many clearing techniques to return to that energy. This is very important, and it's hard to express in a short time frame here. But if you think about, again, manifesting something in a low vibration, you cannot manifest what you want. So first you're going to raise your vibration, and I'm saying here, return to the vibration of source energy, because that's the highest vibration we can connect with. So in that state, all the other steps become easy. And I'm going to give you the steps anyway, but please keep that in mind, that the first thing is to raise your vibration. The second step I would like to mention today is to clear your space. This is especially recommended for your physical space. Now, we have energetic, mental, emotional space. We have a field around us that must be clear in order for manifestation to happen. So when there is clarity in the space, energy flows, but often the physical space is really, really supportive to this manifestation process, because we look around and see clutter and it disturbs us. So just simply clearing some space, it also just moves energy to get rid of old things that are not serving you, physical things you might have in your home, in your car, in your closets that are bogging down the energy. It's just a wonderful technique that anyone can do. It will really just give you a lift if you can clear some of your physical space. And sometimes you need help doing that. So you could ask for a friend's help, or you could enlist the help of some music, put music on and say to yourself, I'm going to clear this room. I need a change in my life, and clearing this room might make me feel a little better. Okay, technique number two, or tip number two, is to sit quietly and set your intentions. This can be done in different ways. It can be done with prayer. It can be done with just sending your thought forms out there. It can be done with creative visualization, different ways, but you're going to set your intentions. The process is going to start in your mind for manifestation, and strong intentions will yield strong results. Manifestation is mostly a mental game. So although I asked you to clear your physical space, sometimes that will help the mind as well. You could do it in either order. You could, if you wanted, sit quietly and set your intentions even in the midst of a messy space. But often the clearing of that space will help support the clarity in your mind. So again, manifestation is mostly a mental process, and the physical actions that you will do in the world towards creating what you want then form a much smaller portion of the process. They're almost a byproduct of what occurs in your mental space. So the third tip is to put pen to paper. You can write or draw your intentions. And I want to give you a warning. This is a lot of fun, and you must be careful, though, because what you actually commit to the paper will come into fruition. And the more energy you give it, the more it is guaranteed to come into fruition. So some of the details may not be exact, but the general vision and the end result will occur every time. And especially if you're writing this a lot, when we study a mantra, we repeat the mantra over and over and over again. And one of the ways of repeating it is to write it. So why do you do that? Why do you do that repetition? It's because you are reinforcing the energy in your energy field. So it's not enough to utter the mantra once and have it just affect your whole life. We do it over and over and over and over again, and it builds up energy in the being, in the body. It's the same really with anything, exercise, physical exercise. You don't go to the gym once and say, I'm set for the year. So this repetition is important. And the same when you're manifesting something, if you're writing it out, let's say you're writing it in the way of affirmations, or you're just writing a story about what you're creating, what you would like to bring into your life. You give energy to that by doing it over and over again. So the fourth technique is to use metaphysical techniques to clear your energy field and energize your creations regularly. Now, your dreams and goals are real. It's like they're trying to come to you, but they need help. They need some concentrated energy behind them. And again, in this program we have coming up, it's called Don't Stress, Manifest. I'm going to share some techniques to help accelerate this process and clear the energy field. We all are bogged down by baggage, by thought forms, by negative things people have said to us that we've taken in to our energy fields and have believed to be real. So there are processes to release these thought forms and these patterns in the energy field. And we want to do this regularly. So again, probably we don't just do it once and we're set for life, but we do it over and over and over again. And we become clearer and clearer and clearer. And then the things we're moving towards start manifesting more quickly. The fifth tip is a little bit of a it's a compound tip. So what I'm thinking is a couple things at once. It's to be patient. So after you've written it down, you've cleared your energy field, you've cleared your space, you're sitting quietly, you've set your intentions by putting pen to paper or by sending out the thought forms, and you're doing this over and over again. Be patient. Watch, witness, listen. So you're waiting for then signals from the universe that what you are trying to manifest is coming towards you. So you want to see and assess what shows up in your energy field. Again, it's like the universe is frantically trying to bring you what you are intending, but you must be ready and open to receive. And this can only occur if you are quiet and observant and patient. So there is a divine timing to everything, and this we respect. So we're not like impatient children. We're looking for that red dress and we go to a few stores and we stomp our foot and we can't find the dress. So we stomp our foot and we throw ourselves on the ground and have a temper tantrum because we can't manifest that red dress. No, we keep holding the vision in our head. And then we keep doing the steps in the world of looking for the dress. And then we're patient and we watch and we listen and witness what's coming to us. And then that thing shows up in a very miraculous way. So I don't think I said this or already here, but in case I forget, I want to say it now. What happens when we're manifesting is we put energy out there. And when we become very adept at this, it's almost like we're not pursuing anything. Not at all. We think we are in the beginning. We think we're hunting this thing or we're pursuing it, or what we're really doing is we're becoming a match for that thing. So we draw it to us. It comes to us as if by magic. Again, all the energies around you, your guides, remember you have unseen guides, ancestors, light beings who are assisting you, they're all listening. They're a team, and they are, could be gurus, ancestors, all sorts of energies around you that are assisting you, and they are conspiring to help this thing come into your space. And so when it comes into your space, it feels like it's effortless, almost like it's just floated to you. So there's no pushing against or pursuing. It's not an aggressive energy in any way. It's a gentle allowing. So the sixth tip for today is to use group energy. And you may have heard the term mastermind. It is a term that has to do with two or more gathering together in the pursuit of a goal. It's the idea of co-creation. So you can create by yourself, But when you enlist the help of others, others of like mind, it just really fuels your desires because you have that incredible support and you feel you're not alone. Although I tell you here, you have this team of unseen beings helping you, and indeed you do. Sometimes that is difficult to feel, and it's very nice to have the support of a physical being on the earth. That means a friend, a family member, a colleague, somebody who wants to support you in your dream, and so you partner with that person or with a small group. That's what we'll be doing in our group manifestation program. And you partner with them and you get this incredible support that gives more fuel to your projects. It's also a lot of fun and it's a great bonding experience. Everyone's hearts open up in the process because you see yourself in another person's quest. That person may be trying to create something you have already created, so you want to spur her on as a sister or him as a brother and say, you can do it. I've done it. You can do it too. Or maybe it's something you haven't created yet and you also want to support them because as they excel, you excel. We all excel together and we know that. So we are not meant to function in a bubble. And so although I'm giving you these tips for manifestation, I want to say, don't try to do them all alone. Even just having one supportive partner is amazing, but a small group is even more amazing. Tip number 7 for today is to treat the whole process as a game. Keep it light and fun, and the results will come more quickly. So if I said to you, oh, you're working on manifesting financial abundance, what does that feel like? And you immediately go into a certain heaviness about it. Again, guaranteed, it's not going to come that quickly. But if you start saying, oh, I see that abundance everywhere. In fact, the other day I was walking and I found $5 on the street. Now, may only be $5, but you're excited and you say, I can't believe it. I found $5 on the street. I never find $5. And you just start making it more and more light and almost silly. And then you say to yourself, and I thought, wow, if I could find $5, then next time I'm going to find $10. And next time I'm going to find $20. And next time, who knows, I'm going to get a knock on the door that I'm going to be on the news tonight because I just won the lottery. And then you start laughing. And as soon as you start laughing, you free up energy. And you also might decide to buy a lottery ticket. You just make it silly. You make it silly and those things come to you more readily. Think about a child. When a child is trying to manifest something, certainly the child isn't using the word manifestation, but the child is saying, Mommy, I want a bike. I really want a bike. Mommy, I want a bike. Or a puppy. Okay, how about a puppy? I want a puppy, Mommy. I really want a puppy. And over and over and over the child says it. And the child's so excited and there's so much happiness in the child's voice. Finally, at some point, the mother decides, okay, even though she knows she's going to be the one caring for the puppy, she says, I'm going to get this puppy for my child. It's out of her love for the child, but it's also out of the exuberance the child had when talking about that puppy. So the 8th tip today is again a little compound tip. Sometimes I get a little wordy. So instead of just thinking of one word here, I wanted to tell you as a way to wrap this up for the day, to release, trust, and surrender. It seems maybe counterintuitive, but we have to let go of the requests in order for them to breathe. We have to give them some room to occur in the physical space. You can intensify your practice, but then let go of it and release the request to the universe. Don't get so intense and so heavy and so cerebral. Your guides need room to do their part. So please trust the process, trust the timing. I mentioned divine timing before. Surrender your requests and allow the energies around you to work. I hope this has been helpful today. I want to just conclude by saying manifestation is an incredible, rewarding practice, and hopefully these basics will help you get started or inspire you to continue on your journey of consciously creating. So you can use the manifestation process to prove to yourself that what you put out there generates what you want. And when you do the right steps, the universe will respond with incredible generosity. And it's really that simple. And so as long as you are alive, you will be manifesting. And today I want to challenge all of us to make it fun and amazing and the light and magical and whimsical process that it is. So I wish you magical manifestations. And again, if you would like to learn how to use spiritual techniques to move energy in your life and manifest what you desire, then please click on the link in this podcast to the website. And there you can join our upcoming Don't Stress Manifest program, which will be a group program that provides support and fuels all of your desires and helps bring them from your mind, from your heart, into the physical realm. And if they're there in your mind, in your heart, then they are something that you must attempt to create. They have been given to you as inspirations that you must bring through. So you want to sing, you want to dance, you want to paint, you have an idea, you want to write a book, whatever it is, you want to create your life partner, you want to purchase something that you haven't purchased before that seems unattainable, that's in your energy field for a reason. And so discern the important things that you want to manifest and take some steps towards them. Don't just allow them to hang out as desires, as unfulfilled, like pockets of energy that never see the light of day. You are here as a conscious creator, and so you and I and all of us must use our powers to consciously co-create with the divine. And these wonderful spiritual and metaphysical techniques will give us tools to do that. I hope you have enjoyed this episode, and please remember to be in touch. If there is anything you would like me to speak about, please feel free to reach out, or if you have questions or concerns, I'm always happy to be of assistance. Om Asato Ma Satkamaya Tamaso Ma Jyotirgamaya Mrityor Ma Amritam Gamaya. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Hari Om. Om Sai Ram Jai Guruji Om Amriteshwari Namaha Hare Krishna Om Namah Shivaya.